Van Drew, Biden's thinking of sending migrants to smaller city with critical security operations to save a sanctuary city. By Ian Hanchett on September 2, 2023. On Friday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, reacted to reported plans by the Biden administration to send migrants to Atlantic City International Airport in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, by pointing out that the plan is to send migrants to a town of 50,000 people to help alleviate stress on New York City, a city with a population of 8.3 million people that chose to be a sanctuary city, and noting the security risks of housing migrants at an airport that has both an FAA technical center and the 177th Fighter Wing of the New Jersey Air National Guard. Van Drew said, "They can't provide the resources. This is a town of 50,000 people. Atlantic County can't do it. This town can't do it. It should have never happened. Hopefully, it won't happen. We're going to fight this with every ounce of strength that we have. It is the wrong thing. When we said what was happening at the southern border was going to affect the entire United States of America, this is what happens. It's not just, I want people that are listening out there to understand. This is not just an Arizona problem or a Texas problem or a California problem. This is a United States of America problem. And now they want to come into our beautiful county, our beautiful South Jersey, and try to ruin that as well." He continued, "There's also a national defense issue here. This is a very, very important issue to understand. We have the FAA Technical Center there, which is doing very important work, some of which is very significant for the safety of this country and air flight, and we have our F-16s that are there as part of our defense as well, as part of the Air National Guard, the 177th Fighter Wing." Van Drew added, "We don't want to be a sanctuary airport. If they want to be a sanctuary city in New York City, that's up to them. It's hurting the city tremendously, too." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.